Hi, my name is Jared. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not even able to take this call right now. Please leave a message at the beep. No, I'm just a Christian who, like many, lives with a mental health challenge. This is Bless This Brain. Not everyone facing a mental health challenge chooses to take medication. And as that's a deeply personal decision, it's not one that I'm going to cram down people's throats. I believe there are a variety of different ways we can and should approach recovery, a tool belt of tools we can use to reduce symptoms. Movement, a healthy diet, abstinence from social media, abstinence from annoying friends, so many things that help. And for some, medication can be one of those many things that helps to alleviate suffering and aids in the process of recovery. But for those who suspect that maybe medication is not only a viable, but in their case even necessary component in their journey to better mental health, there's a reservation that I encounter over and over again, and one that I'll do my best to address here with grace and understanding. Side effects. Some medications have side effects. Some medications have more serious side effects than others, and most others, if they have any at all, can have mild side effects. Some side effects may exist for the duration of the time you take them. Some may have side effects for a short time, as your body adjusts to the change being caused. Whether big or small, long-lasting or short-lived, for many, any side effect is scary. And listen, I get that. For most of my life, I prided myself on never taking medication, apart from the occasional Tylenol, which my doctor friend tells us is practically useless garbage, but still. For most of my life, all the medication I took was the occasional dose of practically useless garbage. And then in July of 2018, I was suddenly taking a medication for bipolar disorder, and another for social anxiety disorder and sleep. Entering into the world of med usage took all the wind out of my sails. There's a pride that comes from being the bastion of physical purity that I'd been my whole life. Sure, I ate like crap and smoked more than my fair share of Marlboro 100s and had drank like a fish and went through 2 pots of coffee a day, but the med I took for anxiety and sleep, it made it, and please don't freak out when I say this to you, it made it a little harder to wake up in the morning. I hated that. I'd always been an early riser, and here I was waking up feeling a little groggier than the norm. I didn't like that one bit. But there was a trade-off I made. See, before I started taking that particular medication, I was sleeping about 2 to 4 hours a night. This lack of sleep contributed to the hallucinations I was experiencing, the confusion I felt at work, the paranoia and delusions that were wrecking every relationship that I had. In one hand, I have grogginess. In the other hand, I have the symptoms that were driving me to suicide. The choice was simple. Now, the other med had side effects that in the long term could be more serious. Though helpful in regulating my mood, they could have caused some problems 15 to 20 years from now. And at some point, I stopped taking those meds out of fear of those long-term side effects, and I fell into a notable and deadly depression. I did this without talking to my doctor. That was stupid. So what am I trying to say here? One, weigh the benefit of a medication against the side effects you may experience when you start taking them. For many, I believe that mild side effects are worth it. If you experience side effects, always talk with your doctor. But don't be quick to throw the baby out with the bathwater at the first sign of inconvenience. With my wife's permission, I'll use her as an example. For a while, she took an anxiety medication that caused slight nausea. To accommodate for this, she'd take it at night so that she could sleep through that particular side effect. Some people might say, "Nausea? You're poisoning yourself. Get off that stuff right now." But before my wife was treated via medication for crippling anxiety, she would spend many nights hunched over the porcelain throne for hours because of how stress was affecting her body. Slight nausea versus sleepless nights of vomiting episodes, slight nausea wins. Again, weigh the benefit of a medication against the side effects you may experience when you start taking them. And number two, if you weigh them and, like me, say, "This medication helps in the short term, but I'm worried about the potential damage it could cause in the long term," that's a perfectly acceptable response. But always talk to your doctor before making a change. Stopping medication suddenly can be far more dangerous than most side effects, and you put yourself at great risk when you try to be your own psychiatrist. When I finally went back to the doctor after suddenly stopping my mood-regulating meds, I explained to him my concern. He acknowledged that it was valid, and he prescribed me a different medication that works so well I still take it today and without any side effects. I'll end with this. The taking of medication is a nuanced and complicated topic to address. Many are hardline against it, and some people are very, very for it. And those of you I'm speaking to in this episode are those who are somewhere in the middle. There's a hesitance because the idea of introducing a life-altering drug into your body scares you. And on the other side, there's a hopefulness at the idea of introducing a life-altering drug into your body because it might just be the best thing you can do. Both are valid feelings. I encourage you to ask God for wisdom and what to do. But if you decide to go the medication route, don't go in with the intent of tipping your toes in the water, ready to bolt away at the first sign of discomfort. Instead, determine that if you're gonna do this, you're gonna do it right. Knowing that there may be trade-offs, knowing that concerns should always be shared with your doctor, and giving this the time it needs to start working. It might just change your life the way it changed mine. Lord, for our good and for your glory, bless this brain. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, consider following, rating, and reviewing wherever you listen. That'll help people find the podcast. And if you're interested in the services that we offer at Bless This Brain, everything from mental health first aid trainings for churches to remote and in-person peer support groups and much, much more, just visit blessthisbrain.com. Until next time.